Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is July 31st. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Numbers 35, 1 to 34. Hashem spoke to Moses in the steps of Moab at the Jordan near Jericho, saying, "Instruct B'nai Israel to assign out of the holdings a portion to them, towns for the Levi'im to dwell in. You shall also assign to the Levi'im pasture land around their towns. The towns shall be theirs to dwell in, and the pasture shall be for the cattle they own and all their other beasts. The town pasture that you are to assign to the Levi'im shall extend 1,000 amot outside the town wall all around. You shall measure off 2,000 amot outside the town on the east side, 2,000 on the south side, 2,000 on the west side, and 2,000 on the north side, with the town in the center. That shall be the pasture for their towns. The towns that you assign to the Levi'im shall comprise the 6 cities of refuge that you are to designate for a manslayer to flee to which you shall add 42 towns. Thus, the total of the towns that you assign to the Levi'im shall be 48 towns with their pasture. In assigning towns from the holdings of the Israelites, take more from the larger groups and less from the smaller, so that each assigns towns to the Levi'im in proportion to the share it receives." Hashem spoke further to Moses, "Speak to B'nai Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall provide yourselves with places to serve you as cities of refuge, to which a manslayer who has killed a person unintentionally may flee. The cities shall serve you as a refuge from the avenger, so that the manslayer may not die unless he has stood trial before the assembly. The towns that you thus assign shall be 6 cities of refuge in all. 3 cities shall be designated beyond the Jordan, and the other 3 shall be designated in the land of Canaan. They shall serve as cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall serve the Israelites and the resident aliens among them for refuge, so that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there. Anyone, however, who strikes another with an iron object so that death results is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. If he struck him with the stone tool that could cause death and death resulted, he is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. Similarly, if the object with which he struck him has a wooden tool that could cause death and death resulted, he is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. The blood avenger himself shall put the murderer to death. It is he who shall put him to death upon encounter. So too, if he pushed him in hate, or hurled something at him on purpose and death resulted, or if he struck him with his hand in enmity and death resulted, the assailant shall be put to death. He is a murderer. The blood avenger shall put the murderer to death upon encounter. But if he pushed him without malice aforethought, or hurled any object at him unintentionally, or inadvertently dropped upon him any deadly object of stone, and death resulted, though he was not an enemy of his and did not seek his harm, in such cases the assembly shall decide between the slayer and the blood avenger. The assembly shall protect the manslayer from the blood avenger, and the assembly shall restore him to the city of refuge to which he fled, and there he shall remain until the death of the Kohen Gadol, who was anointed with the sacred oil. But if the manslayer ever goes outside the limits of the city of refuge to which he has fled, and the blood avenger comes upon him outside the limits of his city of refuge, and the blood avenger kills the manslayer, there is no blood guilt on his account, for he must remain inside his city of refuge until the death of the Kohen Gadol. After the death of the Kohen Gadol, the manslayer may return to his land holding. Such shall be your law of procedure throughout the ages and all your settlements. If anyone kills a person, the manslayer may be executed only on the evidence of witnesses. The testimony of a single witness against a person shall not suffice for a sentence of death. You may not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of a capital crime. He must be put to death. Nor may you accept ransom in lieu of flight to a city of refuge, enabling one to return to live on his land before the death of the Kohen. You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and the land can have no expiation for blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in which I myself abide, for I, Hashem, abide among B'nai Israel. Second Chronicles 29:1-36. Hezekiah became king at the age of 25, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Aviah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was pleasing to Hashem, just as his father David had done. He, in the first month of the first year of his reign, opened the doors of the house of Hashem and repaired them. He summoned the Kohanim and the Leviim and assembled them in the east square. He said to them, "Listen to me, Leviim, sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of God of your fathers, and take the abhorrent things out of the holy place. For our fathers trespassed and did what displeased Hashem our God. They forsook him and took their faces away from the dwelling place of Hashem, turning their backs on it. They also shut the doors of the porch and put out the lights. They did not offer incense and did not make burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. The wrath of Hashem was upon Judah and Jerusalem. He made them an object of horror, amazement, and hissing, as you see with your own eyes. Our fathers died by the sword, and our sons and daughters and wives are in captivity on account of this. Now I wish to make a covenant with God of Israel so that his rage may be withdrawn from us. Now, my sons, do not be slack, for Hashem chose you to attend upon him, to serve him, to be his ministers, and to make offerings to him. So the Leviim set to Mahath, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah, of the sons of Kehat, and of the sons of Merari, Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Jehaliel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, son of Zimmah, and Eden, son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri and Jeel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Haman, Jechiel and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeturim, Shemaiah and Uziel. And gathering their brothers, they sanctified themselves and came, by a command of the king concerning Hashem's ordinances, to purify the house of Hashem. The Kohanim went into the house of Hashem to purify it and brought all the unclean things they found in the temple of Hashem out into the court of the house of Hashem. There, the Leviim received them to take them outside to the Wadi Kidron. They began the sanctification on the first day of the first month. On the eighth day of the month, they reached the porch of Hashem. They sanctified the house of Hashem for 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month, they finished. Then they went into the palace of King Hezekiah and said, "We have purified the whole house of Hashem, and the altar of burnt offering, and all its utensils, and the table of the bread of display, and all its utensils, and all the utensils that King Ahaz had befouled during his reign, when he trespassed. We have made ready and sanctified. They are standing in front of the altar of Hashem." King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the officers of the city, and went up to the house of Hashem. They brought 7 bulls and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats as a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. He ordered the Aaronite Kohanim to offer them on the altar of Hashem. The cattle were slaughtered, and the Kohanim received the blood and dashed it against the altar. The rams were slaughtered, and the blood was dashed against the altar. The lambs were slaughtered, and the blood was dashed against the altar. The he-goats for the sin offering were presented to the king and the congregation, who laid their hands upon them. The Kohanim slaughtered them and performed the purgation rite with the blood against the altar to expiate for all Israel, for the king had designated the burnt offering and the sin offering to be for all Israel. He stationed the Levi'im in the house of Hashem with cymbals and harps and lyres, as David and Gad the king's seer and Nathan the Navi had ordained, for the ordinance was by Hashem through his Nevi'im. When the Levi'im were in place with the instruments of David and the Kohanim with their trumpets, Hezekiah gave the order to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the son of Hashem and the trumpets began also, together with the instruments of King David of Israel. All the congregation prostrated themselves, the song was sung, and the trumpets were blown, all this until the end of the burnt offering. When the offering was finished, the king and all who were there with him knelt and prostrated themselves. King Hezekiah and the officers ordered the Levi'im to praise Hashem in the words of David and Asaph the seer. So they praised rapturously, and they bowed and prostrated themselves. Then Hezekiah said, "Now you have consecrated yourselves to Hashem. Come, bring sacrifices of well-being and thanksgiving to the house of Hashem." The congregation brought sacrifices of well-being and thanksgiving, and all who felt so moved brought burnt offerings. The number of burnt offerings that the congregation brought was 70 cattle, 100 rams, 200 lambs, all these for burnt offerings to Hashem. The sacred offerings were 600 large cattle and 3,000 small cattle. The Kohanim were too few to be able to flay all the burnt offerings, so their kinsmen, the Levi'im, reinforced them till the end of the work, till the rest of the Kohanim sanctified themselves. The Levi'im were more conscientious about sanctifying themselves than the Kohanim, for beside the large number of burnt offerings, there were the fat parts of the sacrifices of well-being and the libations for the burnt offerings. So the service of the house of Hashem was properly accomplished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced over what Hashem had enabled the people to accomplish, because it had happened so suddenly. Romans 14, 1-23. Him that is weak in the faith, receive, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believes that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not, and let not him which eats not judge him that eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord, and he that regards not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he that eats not, the Lord he eats not and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live to the Lord, and whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. As it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if your brother be grieved with your meat, now walk not charitably, destroy not him with your meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he in these things serves Christ, is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroys not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Have you faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. And he that doubts is damned if he eat, because he eats not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Psalm 24:1-10. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend in the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the mighty Lord in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Proverbs 20:12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 24, The King of Glory, sung by Keith and Kristen Getty.